Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. I'm joined by international renowned Feng Shui consultant, teacher and author Richard Ashworth. With decades of experience, Richard is known for blending traditional Chinese metaphysics with clear down-to-earth approach. His latest book, I Talk to the Animals, explores the Bazi system, also known as the Four Pillars of Destiny, and the powerful role the 12 animals play in shaping who we are and the other choices we make. Today, we'll discover what inspired Richard to write this book, who it's for, and what these animals really represent in everyday's life. So let's dive in and welcome Richard Ashworth to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Thank you.
So my first question to you, which I'd love to know, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I've been doing this a long time, as you know. I mean, we go back, what, 20 years or so. I was classically taught by Master Chan Kun Wo, Chuwei style, and simultaneously taught by Derek Walters, who's probably the most respected Western authority on Bazi, that is Chinese astrology, which is what we're talking about. So I started from there, but I've been doing it a long time. I have a lot of discoveries, insights, perceptions that have come to me just simply by rolling my sleeves up and talking to people, or listening to people is a big part of it. So I know stuff that people may not learn another way. And also, I know the orthodox approach. So I thought that it was probably a good idea to get it out there, you know, while I still have my marbles.
Because my next question was going, why did you decide to do it now? And you just said, in case you lose your marbles. Is that what you mean?
But what kind of? It seemed that it was time to get it out there as a permanent record.
Yeah, I totally understand that. So who's this book for? Beginners, advanced, medium?
Well, interestingly, as you know, I mean, I teach people off the street, and this can be a perfectly good introduction to Chinese metaphysics, you know, the Chinese world of woo-woo. You know, you could start from nothing. It doesn't assume that you know anything. But also, as I say, I've learned things, I've applied things that I have not come across anywhere else. So experts might find it useful to go, oh, my gosh, that's a different way of doing it, that kind of stuff. So we'll see, I guess.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I obviously started learning with Feng Shui and Chinese astrology with you in 2003 or 2004.
Something like that, yeah.
I've already ordered the book, by the way, everyone.
Oh,
Pre-order,
good.
because it's you know it's then you've got it on the day it comes out. And I know, even though I know so much about Chinese astrology, if anything, this show's teaching me, and knowing Richard, that there is always more to learn, and it's a
Yep.
fascinating subject. So okay, so this is an easy one. Where did you choose this title from?
Well, it's a song from Dr. Doolittle, isn't it? I Talk to the Animals. So I thought it was a, catchy kind of a hook, and maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But also, as you know, when you start working with the animals, you start using, principles of drafting and principles of combination. You can, there are rules as to how it goes together. Then at some point, you kind of go somewhere else that is not run by the rules at all. So it is a kind of a dialogue with the animals.
The other thing that I know about Richard is, though, he will do the descriptions and he will go off tangent, but what the knowledge that he gives you is straight from your everything you've learned. You know, it's what you do. You've got this amazing way of putting things, as we know. But anyway,
Well, thank you.
how does personal connection to one's animals differ from the broader chart?
That is a very good question. The year pillar, which is pr probably the burden of your question, does a lot of heavy lifting. So you can tell a lot about someone simply by which year they were born in. I mean, I remember, for instance, being asked by a newspaper about the time that we were working together, first 2003, 2004, Prince William and Princess Kate then. They were on a break for a while, if I remember rightly. And the newspaper said, "Will they get back together again?" And I said, "They are both, if I remember rightly, water dogs, 1982 water dogs. They're both dogs. Yeah, they're friends for life. It's as simple as that." And so I could say that without looking deeply into their bazi. I know nothing about anything else there, without looking at it closely. But from the air, you could say that. So those things are really valuable to know. But a bazi, as you know, consists of four or five pillars, four or five animals, one for the year, one for the month, one for the day, one for the hour, and one kind of overseeing. So you can tell an awful lot about people in greater detail. And of course, it would be ridiculous to say there are only 12 sorts of people, or there are only 60 sorts of people. There are an infinite number of people, and you need a lot more information to get to that. So both of those things.
It's interesting that you say that. One of the things that I'm sure I will take from your book is who I clash with. Yeah. So because
Yep.
here you say, some of you go about the rules of clash and combinations, how you do you decide when they're a big deal in a chart and when they're just background noise? Because today I said to Richard, oh my goodness, it's a rabbit day. And by being born as a rooster, I was like, oh, why did I choose this day to do it? But so give me your take on clashes and combinations.
Well, as a dragon, of course, the rabbit takes from me. The rabbit will tend to tire me out. So it's an interesting day for me too. But also in my Bazi, the rabbit is also what's called a Tinyut Guayan, a nobleman helper. So that kind of an answer to your question, because it has both of those things. The rabbits in my life, I have several friends who are rabbits who I'm very fond of, and in each case they need quite a lot of attention. But the answer to your question, and this book is a how-to book essentially. It doesn't have a lot of stories in it. It's about how to do this, understand yourself, and how to work out the finer detail, perhaps, to understand other people. There is what's called the big fate, the luck pillars, which, as you know, they begin. The big fate begins at the moment a person arrives, if you like. It's not necessarily birth. In fact, it's very unusual for it to be birth. It's quite dramatic if it's birth, because it's about an awareness, and a decision about the way their life is going to be. It can be as late as 10 and a half. But what that does is to give you a broad picture of the overarching feel, chi, energy, nature of a 10-year period, as you know. And it can be very, very precise, and sometimes it's not so precise. But my point is this: the broader thing is in the 10-year pillar. But within that 10-year pillar, the pillar will be, as you know, identified as an animal. So the first year The first big fake pillar of 10 years might be, say, a wood monkey. So the wood monkey would mean something for that whole 10-year period. Within that 10-year period, there may well be a wood monkey. There's almost certain to be a monkey. Within that monkey year, you may find within that 10-year period, there will be monkey months, or a monkey month and a monkey year. Within that, there'll be a monkey day. So you can do both of those things. You can say in this 10-year period, these kinds of things are liable to happen. But also, probably the focus of it is on March the 12th, 1964, or whatever it was. That's an interesting date for me that I said that just came up top of my head. It's a really interesting
Rabbit
date.
in here. The rabbit in here. Yeah, I understand.
So both of those things, when you've drawn up a Bazi, you can say broadly, this is the kind of thing that the next 10 years is going to be like, this kind of a feel. But also, you can say probably focused here, probably this kind of thing is liable to happen at this point. And more usefully, very often, this kind of thing probably happened in the past on this date, and probably you made some kind of a decision. And the big value of a Bazi is it will locate those decisions where maybe you turn right when you should have turned left. Where maybe you go, oh my God, I still think about that mistake I made. Or maybe you don't even think about it. But sometimes that can be really spooky. We pick up that moment and they go, oh my God. I mean, I had a client who his big fake began the moment he arrived at 9 years and something months. And it was literally to the day when he went away to boarding school. Now, if, like me, you've had the best years of your life, your formative years created by punitive private educational system, you would understand how important that was for him.
I can imagine.
Really, really powerful. So it's a combination of those things.
So we're just going to stop for a little while so we can hand over to our sponsors, and we'll be back in a moment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
So Richard and I are back. One of the things I wrote as a question to you, have you experienced a period in your life that felt like the clash playing out?
Yes, it's really interesting. I'm a dragon, as you know. So dog times are ones to take particular note of. I also have in my Bazi an ox, so therefore for certain reasons sheep are, because the sheep and the ox clash. Now it's often thought, people who know a little bit about feng shui will say, a sheep and an ox clash, therefore bad news for ox, bad news for sheep, generally, weeping and gnashing of teeth. But it isn't as simple as that. So, because of the setup of my own Bazi, the dog is rather good for me, but there's a clash there as well. So, there are times in my life when things have been very, very difficult, but there have been big, big successes, which is the nature of the dog for me. Similarly, with the sheep, as you know, there's the here's something that everyone should pay attention to. The key to money in a Bazi is the earth branches. That is to say, ox, sheep, dog, and dragon. You know about those, you know about wealth. And there the are two times. One time when I was having, when I was a relatively small boy, there are times when I had the dog appearing, which was very, very painful when I was about 11 or 12, but also where I was very successful in certain things. Retrospectively, obviously, because I didn't know that at the time, retrospectively, I can see both of those things going on. Similarly, with the sheep, the times when I have been most wealthy have been when the sheep has clashed my ox, which you would know. I mean, you know this stuff back to front, so you understand what I'm saying.
I have this whole thing, right? When things are hard, like say my son, oh, he's got a new boss, yeah. And at something, even like learning with you when I first started, not knowing anything, I was like, oh, I'm just going to walk away from this. This is far too hard. It just, we went into much more detail and everything. And then I thought, well, the hardest things are what actually teach you the biggest lesson. And I think that's really important to know if you're going through a really bad time. there'll be a really good reason for it. And interesting enough, when Richard came to feng shui my house many, many moons ago, my husband at the time was a, at the time, it sounds good, I'm a definite rooster,
How many have you had?
was a dog. He was born in 1969, but he was born in December, so he whatever way it meant he was a dog. And on the day we moved the pond away from where it was into the dragon area of the house, he left. It was most shocking thing. But literally 2 months later, he sent me a solicitor letter wanting £400,000. So
Whoa.
even though we used the dog and the dragon, the dog for me has always been fairly okay, even though it's a dragon, which is my animal. I think we might be complicating it for our listeners. So when I was had my reading with you, you said something's going to happen when I was 52, and that's exactly what happened. He did leave. So that, you can forecast that far ahead. You don't know always what you're forecasting, but you can. But if we go back to the book, you say here, special stars, that sounds so magical, and you found them, that they turn the light on for someone that not hasn't even understood it. Do you notice certain animals show up repeatedly that in friends and partners, which you would call special stars, do you think?
The special stars that I find particularly powerful. I mean, it goes through phases. I'm sure you know. I mean, you always had a gift for this. Sometimes it's a particular star that is demanding attention. There are two that interest me, of which that's true. One is called Yimsan or Yuenchen, which is the bonding star. So, possibly the. I mean, Bazi is a healing model. It is, I mean, if we talk about a spectrum from actual physical change to performance enhancement, the Bazi is the most powerful healing tool I have ever come across, which is why I have concentrated on it for close to 30 years. And Yumsan, the Yunchen, I was already aware of this thing that basically, if we're going to be happy, it is about bonding. It's about stuff that happens when we're very young. And one of the things that a Bazi can do is to find the point at which we came unbonded, if we did come unbonded. I mean, a truly bonded person is quite unusual. Someone who is always in their boots, someone who is the same person in all circumstances is quite unusual. And the bonding star, Yumsan, is the key to that. And you can pick that up in the Bazi and say, at this point, something happened where you made a decision. Typically, it will be a limiting decision. And typically, unless you get conscious of it, it gets worse. So, where I have come across that, I have, I think of my job as being dissolving heartbreaks and making dreams come true. That is the point of this. It's not to be clever, it's not to have more money, it's not to be, anything crass like that. It's about health, wealth, and happiness. And identifying that star can be absolutely crucial. And any number of times I've come across that and said, something happened here. And then you see, the thing is, with therapy, very often what happens is that someone will go to a therapist and they will go to the therapist thinking that they're bad. If you kind of peel away everything, it'll be, when I was little, I was bad. That's why my parents split up. I mean, it's such a common dynamic because kids do that. Yeah. So they arrive typically, not typically, but very often with therapy, they arrive thinking they're bad. They go away thinking someone else is bad. And that's not complete. What is complete is when there are no longer any villains. So the long answer to your question is, the most vital part of Bazi is what the Chinese would call qing, which is affection. What you have to be doing is repairing with love. So when we find this unbonded moment, what we can do is to go back, not looking for when things went wrong, but looking for when things went right. And the Bazi will find those places. And with a delicate approach, which you of course have in spades, you can kind of put people back on track, restore them to factory settings. It's an incredible thing to be able to do, but it works. It's just a humbling thing. I had a last my when my first book came out, I did a series of radio phone-ins, and they wasn't all sophisticated like this in those days. I still understood how it worked. And I asked for the dates of birth of all the presenters so that we could ask questions. I mean, I did one for, I think they were called Gay Radio. And very naively, just reading generally from the Barzee, I said, "You have a lot of casual relationships." And they fell about laughing. But another one was a guy, I better be careful exactly how I describe this, because this guy is, I think he works in the BBC. I think he's a war reporter these days. I see his face every now and then. But anyway, he was on one of these radio shows. I had his date of birth, and he basically said, "What do you know that I don't, smart ass?" And I said, "You have a terrible difficulty following your father's example." And he cried live on radio because his father had died before he was born, and he had no model to work with. I think you and I have talked about this before, but it is extraordinary, and it wasn't cleverness on my part. I mean, with a Barzee, there's a certain aspect of where you're going into intuition and channeling and all sorts of stuff, but it was just good drafting. Simply, the dates were there. This is what it looked like.
Yeah, well, if anything you ever taught me is always do the shock value with the people that don't believe. The people that go, "Oh yeah, that's rubbish," and you go, "Oh, so you've gotten a child and no one knows about it," and they're like,
I
"What?
did that on TV.
What did you?" Wow, this person's made me promise I would never say anything, and that's it. We're on things anyway. So we're just going to go up to our sponsors again. We're going to come back. I want to ask him, Richard, much more about his book so that we can make sure that he is the success that it will be. As I say, I pre-ordered mine. I'm getting you all to pre-order
Oh,
yours.
bless you.
So just over to our sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
So, hey, I'm back. So, I've been interviewing a few people lately. One of the things that they talk about is their day master.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I've always made sure that I work with all the animals. And yeah, it seems that the day master is much more powerful. And what's your thoughts on that?
For the purposes of calculation, the day master is really important.
Right.
It's what everything resounds from, was what I'm looking for, revolves around, if you like. How important it is, it depends what you're doing. This is a healing tool, and the day master is very much about your soul. It's about who you really are. So you may, like me, I'm a dragon, so I come across a particular way. But my day stem, my day master, is something quite different. So it's really important in that if you treat someone just on the basis of their year, you say a rooster, for instance, a rooster will be outgoing, attracted by glamour, short attention span, that kind of thing. That doesn't describe you. It does to a certain extent. I mean, I remember you denying that you're any of those things. And then I remember you picking me up in a very flash car with a personalized number plate, my going, "Excuse me, I think I was right." But the day tells you who you really are. And it also, why do people come to people like you and me? Answer: money, health, relationship, possibly in that order, but relationship is the whole thing. You get relationship right. In fact, if you have a year stem, a day master, and the year pillar, you probably don't need anything else if you're really, really prepared to concentrate. But the day pillar and the day branch. When I say stem and branch, what I mean is that every year, every month, every day, every hour is designated a pillar which consists of a stem and a branch. The branch is the animal. So this year, for instance, as you know, is I'm just saying this because this may be baffling to people who are listening. This year is a wood snake. So the snake is the branch and the wood is the stem. And that is the important part. What was the stem on your day? That's the day master to which you're referring, of course. And the relationship between the day stem and the day branch is about your true love. Your true love will be represented by your day branch, whether you like it or not.
So my day master is Yang Earth, a monkey. And I was interviewing someone, and they said, "Oh, this is your year because you've got the monkey, snake, rooster, all the combinations." And about 18 months ago, I finished my long-term relationship. And this year, I've been sitting on trains, and people have come up and said, "Hello, you're beautiful." Or I've been in petrol stations, and I couldn't see over the thing to see what my number plate was. So they could said and give me their card. It seems that all I have to do is go and talk to somebody, and I'm getting a huge amount of attention. That's not me being big-headed. This is actual factual stuff that's going on.
Well, you have a gift for making people feel at ease. But then just to address your particular question, the monkey and the snake, as you know, are both a clash and a combination. And the monkey is not good at being frank. The monkey doesn't like to give themselves away. The monkey likes to keep their cards close to their chest. Yeah. The monkey is the sign of the stand-up. That's someone who laughs at other people as opposed to themselves. Yeah. But I mean, I have monkey in my buzzy. I have to be careful that when I'm funny, it's not to hurt somebody because it's so easy to confuse those things. You know, I have that in a big way in my own buzzy. But the monkey doesn't want to give things away very much. And the snake has an interesting relationship with truth. So for the snake, truth is the most important thing. It may be they are very, very truthful. I mean, you take, for instance, as an example, Bernie Sanders, American politician, is probably too frank for his own good. He's completely honest, and he might have been president if he wasn't. Whereas you take Tony Blair as an example, triple snake, possibly
Oh, I didn't.
triple snake, day, month, and year, triple snake. Xi Jinping snake as well, 1953 snakes. Not people who are. Who value the truth in quite the way that they might. So, monkey snake is uncomfortable and very, very creative, but it will be that things start to come out in a big way. This month, that will be true in a big way because we are in a monkey month in a snake year. Things coming up, people saying that things they didn't mean to say, a lot of blurting, and a lot of difficulty in relationship, things coming up that weren't discussed before. Which, by the way, as you know, is the way to heal things. If we want an intimate relationship, we have to give stuff away. And sometimes that can be a terrifying thing.
I
But
know.
that's this month.
Absolutely. I always make an excuse what with having so many street cats. I've got to go now. I've just got to go and feed them. So if I want to move away from the conversation, I have to go. Right, we've only got a short while left. How
Okay.
tell me the structure of your book. How
The
does it?
structure of the book. That's a good question. There's an introduction about what I think this is. It's called I Talk to the Animals, by the way. I was told by the marketing people to keep referring to the name.
Animals, I didn't get
I Talk to the Animals by Richard Ashworth. There's an introduction telling you what it is. So this is, you know, to people coming off the street, what the hell's this all about? Then I go into there's 500 words or so on each animal. Then I describe how to draw up your chart or the chart of someone else's chart.
That's really helpful.
Yeah, and hard to do because you have to think it through, you know, things that you're familiar with doing. You have to say, I did this and this and this and this and this. But you can use it in that way. And I train people as well, so you know, all my contact details are on there if you get stuck. So there's that. Then I go into how clashes and combinations work. I go so actually next thing I go into sapsans, which as you know are a shortcut to what an element means within one person's bazi. So what is unique to your bazi in terms of each element. Then I talk about palaces, which you'll remember are about the cycle of life, about health and maturity. Yeah. Then I go into clashes and combinations, which are what people know about. Who are going to be your friends? Who are your best work colleagues? Those kinds of things, which we have to apply a, you know, gentle touch to. And then finally, I go into special stars. And special stars, the fascinating bit, and there are probably a couple hundred words on each. And those are my own words. You know, I started writing that stuff in about 2000 and seven, and I've been working on it ever since. There is a lot in there that comes from my own practice that other people may go, oh, yes, I've discovered that. There may be people go, I didn't know that. And there'll be lots of people who go, gosh, I have no idea this. I had no idea that this kind of key to how people are exists. It is the most powerful healing tool I've ever come across.
Yeah. So when you talk about the 500 words on each animal, what you're giving them, are you giving them their what they're about? So when people like work out their friends, you know, who's your combination? So obviously I'm a rooster, so we get dragon, ox, snake, that sort of thing. Is that, do you go into depth about that so they know
Yes.
who their friends are, so they can look at it
Yes.
and go, oh, so my
Yes.
snake friend is very good with figures. Is that the
Exactly, those kinds of things. Exactly. So I'll say, if you to be a snake, you would be born in 1953, 65, 77, 89, and so on. Or you would have to have been born in the month of May, but remember, Chinese months start around between the 5th and the 9th of our months. Or you would be born between whatever it is, 9 and 11 in the morning, or particular days that you need a Chinese calendar for. And in the book, I print a page from a Chinese calendar that a brilliant Chinese guy called Jack Chu put together. So we actually got a page of his and a link to him. So you can get his calendar, or you can talk with him about calendars, but you have a Chinese calendar built into the book.
that's so helpful. Does it also go into when you talk about clashes, are you easily able to work out? Because one of the things that I do, and I when I do a reading, I always say bring five friends or family or whatever, and if one of them you don't like, bring them and I'll tell you why. So that's the clash. Do you go into clashes in the book?
Yes. Clashes and combinations. I mean, there's a whole module. It's about a quarter of the book is about clashes and combinations. Perhaps a fifth with the other stuff. Perhaps a fifth.
And do you give advice on how to not walk away, but how to work with them?
Yes. But I mean, I will write what I think is appropriate. So I may not have answered that question for every animal and every circumstance, but I try to pick up on what is important. I mean, if you take, for instance, let's say dragons, because I know a bit about dragons being a dragon. Dragons don't get on with dogs is the idea. Now, again, if you've got a skin deep understanding, you'll go, oh, avoid dogs because, you're going to hate each other. That is really not the way to use the information. It's to use the, I've had a lot of lady friends who were dogs. I mean, one, two in particular who were earth dogs of 1958, which means dog is the yeah, double yang earth, yang earth, the dog is yang earth. Yang earth means immovable, very hard to move. And in one particular case, a lady I think you know as well, who was an earth dog, very successful in business, because what it describes is someone who will not be moved when they've made up their mind. And probably for women in what is, business is largely a man's world, to refuse to move when you've made up your mind is a pretty powerful asset. But I have never taught an earth dog. I've never taken one through all four modules, which suggests there's something true about water dragons and earth dogs. But to decide that you hate them because of the astrology is a ludicrous way to approach it, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no, 100%. When I do readings and certain animals turn up that the clash, I always look for the positive in the rest of the chart just to make sure. But I think
Yes, yes.
that's the way things are. So this has been a fascinating conversation with Richard Ashworth. I hope you've enjoyed exploring Bazi with the Chinese animals as much as I have. Richard's book, I Talk to the Animals, is a wonderful guide for anyone wanting to deepen their understanding of themselves, their destiny, and their energies, and shape us, what shapes us. Now, it comes out in October. Get it before. I'm going to put a link for you wherever I post it. The link will go onto UK Health Radio's website, or you can contact him directly. He's on Facebook. I also put all the social media places that you can find him. So thank you for joining me on Feng Shui Your Way. I'm Janine Lowe. Until next time, stay balanced. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless you. That was fabulous. Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.